Hi everyone, welcome to today's episode of Inside Bio Podcast. Today we'll be discussing a very important topic. Every topic I discuss or we talk about on this podcast is important, yeah, because the Word of God is important. So anything that stems out of the Word of God is very important. So let me go straight to the point. I want to thank you first of all for tuning in to listen to this podcast, and I say God will really bless you, and I pray that in Jesus' name you'll be blessed through this podcast and you'll know God more and more. I believe our goal in life should be to know God more and more, and as we know Him more and more, we are transformed into His image. So today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about the topic. Is the title is already on the podcast, so before you played this podcast you knew the title, which said solutions before existed before problems. You see that your solution existed before your problem. Your solution existed before your problem. I wanted to name it solutions before problems, but then I believe strongly the Holy Spirit wanted me to direct, make the words more direct and more personal, so that certain people could feel more addressed by the words. I hope I'm not being applying tautology. So let's get going. So every podcast I record is inspired mainly by a particular scripture, in as much as throughout the podcast episode I make reference to other scriptures, either one or two scriptures inspired are like the base for the scripture and for the podcast, because the whatever we believe in, like whatever we see, if it's not backed by scripture, correct scripture in the right context, is not valid. So we always need to make sure that whatever we are doing is backed in scripture. So that's one principle we need to pick. So today's podcast, we see that your solutions existed before your problems. The inspiration from a scripture I came across in Revelation chapter 13 verse 8, we see that before the foundation, we see that the Lamb was crucified before the foundation of the earth. And it was talking about Christ, who was crucified before the foundation of the earth. So it means that before even the earth was made for human beings to be born, Christ was crucified. That's the point. So you mean that the Savior existed before sin. So God had an answer to sin before even Adam and Eve came to sin. It wasn't like when Adam and Eve sinned, God was now looking for, hey, what am I going to do? These people have sinned, so now what's next? No. The Bible says that the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the earth. And God, the Word of God is true. Christ existed, and He didn't just exist, but then He was crucified before the foundation. So you mean that the answer to our problem of sin, the solution to our problem of sin, existed even before we started sinning. And it's the same principle, it's the same for every problem we face in life or in this world. That means that in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So, and problems are part of life. Problems are inevitable. I don't know how to define what a problem is, but then when you see a problem, you know it's a problem. You know, yeah. So, and problems are relative. So what can be a problem for A will not be a problem for B. But then when you see a problem, you know. But then my point is, before your problem came, there was a solution. God had made provision for a solution, and this is meaning to children of God. Before you face certain difficulties in life, before even you the unbeliever, before you became an unbeliever, God made provision for salvation. Before you started getting addicted, before you started getting involved in that act of sin, before your finances got messed up, before your health got messed up, before whatever problem you are facing, before your girlfriend or your relationship got messed up, before your divorce, before your company, your education, before that problem, God had made provision for a solution, and there was a solution. And I believe that the solution to every problem is the word of God. Is the word of God. But now let's look at this scenario. We are saying that Christ existed, and in fact, he was slain. We all about the existence, we know. But I say that he was slain, he was crucified before the foundations of the earth, which means that before sin appeared, there was already a provision. God had made available the solution to the problem. And I'm saying that before any problem you face in life, or any problem you are facing, there's already a solution even before the problem popped up. God had made a solution. And now we are looking at, if Christ was crucified, the lamb was slain, then why did he come and die again when the earth was made? Now there's a solution, but then something must trigger the solution into existence. So for example, before the lecturer will set the question, there's already a marking sheet, a marking scheme, if I should say. So to every answer that the lecturer has, or your examiner has given you, there was already an answer to the question. And you are not the first person coming to find the answer to the question in the exam hall. I mean the examination scenario. So you seeing a question in the exam hall, you are not the first man finding the solution. The solution was found before even when the lecturer was setting the question. So before you saw the question in the exam hall, there was already an answer to the question. And your answer must fit into that answer which the lecturer has, or you'll be wrong. So there are certain things we need to do to trigger the solution God has for us when we feel the problem. And I'm going to highlight on one main one, which is obedience. Why do I say obedience? Using as the example of Jesus again, the Bible spoke about Jesus being crucified before the foundations of the earth, before the earth was made. But then when we look at Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 or chapter 3 in general, we see that Jesus Christ, through obedience, Jesus came to die as a result of obedience. So his crucifixion, which was already done, came into existence or came into manifestation in our physical lives or on earth through obedience to the Father. Bible says that he learned different things through the things he suffered. And they also spoke about the fact that, sorry, I quoted the scripture out of context, but in Philippians 2, it says that Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, it says that, and being found in a human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. So because he was found in a human form, one thing was needed. He said he humbled himself and became obedient. So as a human, obedience is very important for the manifestation of God's word in your life. When you look through the Bible, every miracle that we see in the Bible, every move of God, was a reaction of obedience to an instruction that was given by God. Miracles come as a result of obedience to instructions. So you are facing a problem. What do you do? Now you've heard from this podcast that God is telling you through the Holy Spirit is telling you through this podcast that look, the problem you are facing, or the problem you are going to face, or the problem you would face, there's already an answer, there's already a solution. And you're like, God, how do I trigger the solution? How do I bring that solution into existence? Because that this problem is worrying me. And I'm saying that the Holy Spirit is telling us, or I'm saying that the Holy Spirit is telling us through me, if I'm saying, basically, what we need to do is obedience. We're learning from Jesus' example. He's our perfect example. Obedience, first of all, to what the word of God says concerning your problem. Then secondly, obedience to the instructions the Holy Spirit is giving you concerning your problem. So for example, you have an issue concerning your health. When you read the scriptures, you realize that two things the word of God says concerning our health if you want to receive healing. One is by confessing. If you confess the word of what the word of God says concerning health, the scriptures, you receive your healing. Then two is through taking the communion. Now when you find these scriptures, or you find what the word of God says concerning your problem, you are supposed to obey. You are supposed to do. If it's finances, you want money, and you read, you come across giving. You are supposed to obey and give. That's step one. The problem, one problem most believers have is that we are lazy, or we don't want to, or some of them, I'm not lazy, some of them don't want to, or some of us, yeah, let me, some of us don't want to put in the effort to go into the Bible and search what the Bible is saying, what the word of God is saying concerning the problems we are facing. The word of God should be our priority search engine. Mostly we go to Google because Google is a quick search. We find answers concerning most of the things we need on Google. But the word of God should be our number one search engine concerning every problem we face. When you have a problem, you need to sit down, do a research. As part of the reason why you are taught research is to open the Bible, look for what the Bible is saying concerning your situation, concerning the event, what you are facing, whether it's an addiction. Find it. When you find it, you have to be obedient to what the word of God is saying concerning that thing. You have to obey it. You have to obey it. Then secondly, obedience to the Holy Spirit. Obedience to the Holy Spirit. Someone will say, even before I talk about the Holy Spirit, someone will say, I don't even hear the Holy Spirit when he speaks to me. No problem. He speaks to everyone. And the easiest way I say you can train yourself to hear the Holy Spirit more is, one, read your Bible more often. Then two, pray in the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues more often. As you do this, you are training your spirit to hear from the Holy Spirit. And you will hear him. You will hear him. You need to be conscious. You need to be aware of his presence in your life. So the Holy Spirit gives us instructions. He can give you very simple instructions. He can tell you, give somebody money. He can tell you, wake up at 2 a.m. and pray. Very simple things. He can tell you while you are praying, lift up your hands. He can tell you, kneel down. He can tell you, lie down. He can tell you, today when you go home, go and dance. These are simple, simple instructions. Sometimes they might look a bit demanding, but I believe they are simple. For the word of God is that his yoke is light. When you start doing them, you actually realize it is light. That's the truth. It looks big until you start doing it. When you start doing what the Holy Spirit has told you to do, it is in the doing you realize that the word of God is true. It is not as difficult as it looks like. You realize that praying at 12 a.m. if he says that is not as difficult. If he says don't wear, then he can tell you don't wear this dress for today. And it's addressing your problem. Wear that other dress. So we need to be conscious of the instructions the Holy Spirit gives us. And we need to be obedient. One thing I realized in my life is that mostly when he gives us instructions which are very time bound, we tend to delay. And delayed obedience is disobedience. So we need to be very conscious of the Holy Spirit and his instructions. So two things: obedience to the word of God, what the word of God sees concerning your problem, and obedience to the leading of the Holy Spirit. You go to church, you have an issue. Holy Spirit says dance. Don't say I'm shy. Go and dance. The word of God says rejoice always. You rejoice. It says in all things give thanks. You give thanks. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I'll bring this podcast to an end over here. And I believe strongly that these words I've shared will go a long way to help all of us. Yeah. And if you are listening to this podcast, you are not born again. The word of God says that if you confess with your mouth, Romans chapter 10, that Jesus is the Lord, and you believe that he died and resurrected, you will be saved. It says with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart, we believe unto righteousness. I want you to lift up your hand wherever you are and confess. Yes, say, Father, I confess you are Lord over my life, and I believe that Jesus died and resurrected for my sins. I receive your forgiveness, and I say thank you for salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you are listening to this podcast and you are sick in your body, you are going through any difficulty, I want to pray for you. I declare healing, and I declare wholeness, and I declare life to every situation of yours. In Jesus' name, I declare divine and supernatural provision for you. In Jesus' name, thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and I say God richly bless you. And please do also share with others as well, so that they could be blessed. Yeah, thank you once again. God bless you.